Some special singing this morning. Jimmy's going to bring the message. We're going to bring the group up. They're going to sing here shortly. But keep this in mind. I know in our Sunday school class here this morning, we pretty much already had a worship service. Yeah. I mean, the Lord came on the scene, and I'm sure He was in the other Sunday school classes back there as well. But we had a great service in here. But we don't want that to stop.
Amen.
You've come in here, and we want the Lord. Our main purpose in life as Christians is to glorify Him.
Yeah.
To glorify Him.
Right.
And that's why He created us. He created us for His purpose, and that's to glorify Him. And that's why we're here this morning. I know I put a lot of emphasis on that, and I hope you don't get wore out with that. But that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
If we don't come to glorify and magnify Him and lift each other up, we just need to stay at home. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful how the Lord comes on the scene. I'm thankful. There's a lot of people here this morning. And we can really glorify Him this morning. There's a lot of us here to do it. So when the group comes up, they didn't come to entertain. If they want to entertain, they can go uptown and entertain. Let's worship the Lord as they sing this morning. And let's concentrate on Jimmy's message this morning. All right? Pastor Al, would you ask God's blessing upon the message this morning?
Amen. I'm going to echo what Ron said, and in that spirit, does anyone have a word of testimony? Anybody want to kick us off with a word of testimony? Something that He's done for you, something that He's blessed you with. Bless you, Stan. Let's stand. Amen. I want to praise the Lord this morning because we serve a God of resurrection. We serve a God that brings people back to life. And And I want to thank him for what he's done in the life of my cousin Andy. Andy's 33 years old, and a couple nights ago, I don't know how long ago it was, but he was dead. A couple nights ago, he was dead. And then last night we went and saw him, and he was sitting and in his right mind. And I want to praise God for that. I want to praise God. He didn't have a near-death experience. He had a death experience. And he was given a second chance. And we, you know, that's what God does. God, I preached about a couple weeks ago that we don't serve a God that just nurses people back to health. We serve a God who takes somebody who was dead for 3 days, 4 days, brings them back to life. He's not a God of nursing. He's a God of resurrection. He brings back from the dead, and that's who we worship this morning. I'm just going to take a few moments. This is Psalm 33, and Psalm 33, verse 1 says this: "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud voice or loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." I wanted to read that this morning because we're going to turn it over to the group to sing this morning. But what I want you to know is the same thing that Ron said. This is the time not to stop worship, but this is the time to start it. We need you to start your worship this morning. We need you to continue. We need you to react with what they're singing about. You know, what I like about songs is that songs, like scriptures, once you're familiar with certain songs, they become important to you like certain scriptures. And they are based, Christian songs are based on scripture. And so you hear a familiar verse or you hear a familiar line of a song, and it can get you excited. And you can also hang on to those things in tough times. During tough times, when you're dealing with death, when you're dealing with illness, you can hear a certain song. And it means the world to you to hear that song. You can hang on to it. It's something that's there that you can hang on to. Songs, Christian songs can make you feel good. They can lift you up. They can make you feel, look forward to heaven. They can make you look forward and thankful for the salvation that you have. And so a song can hit that chord and you can feel thankful. They can help you in your time of need. They can remind you that God is always with us when we're going through the storm. All of these things. So to me, songs are important because they lift my spirits and they give me something to hang on to. They give me something to reflect about. I can't tell you how many times I've laid at night and just sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, and just sing those songs that come to mind when you're really in a dark spot or when you're really facing a scary battle. Those songs will come to mind, and you can just, in the privacy of your own home, you can sing those songs and be reminded of the love of God. Now, they're going to come this morning, but like I said, this isn't for you to sit back and listen. This is for you to interact with the Spirit that is coming to, that is here among us. So they're going to be witnessing in song, and I want you to react. However you feel to react, if you want to raise your hand, you raise your hand. If you want to testify in between songs, testify. Testify in between songs. And most of all, if you have a need and you feel like coming here, we've already warmed it up for you. We've already been here this morning. And so at any time, during any song, you have a need and they're speaking to you through their words, then you come and pray. And we'll join you right here. It's not going to stop them. They're going to keep going. It's not going to bother them one bit. In fact, when you're singing, when you're preaching, you want all the interaction that you can get. Yes. Amen? You want to hear that people are being blessed. You want to know that what you're saying and what you're doing is a blessing for other people. That's what we do as Christians. That's what we're called to do. We don't do things to glorify the self. We do things because God has a need for somebody else. And he uses us to go. When the Israelites had a need in Egypt, he sent Moses for their need. When we had a need, he sent his son for us to cover our needs. And so we as Christians, we obey him because there's other people out there that have a need, and they can be blessed by what he has given us and what he has given us to say and what he's given us to do. In that spirit this morning, interact with the singers as they come. We're going to go ahead and get them to come. This is the Landers family and Chris, and they've been with us before. But come to the altar when you're called to come to the altar. Stand when you're called to stand. Share when you're called to share. Because it's not for you, it's for somebody else. Somebody might need to hear what you say this morning because they're going through the same thing. Somebody might need to see your reaction and your hand go up because they feel the same way and they want to do it too. So you might be an encouragement to those people because we all encourage each other. But most of all this morning, if you have a need, you come and you seek his face because you have brothers and sisters here that are more than willing to go to the altar with you and to lift up whatever the need is that you have. So interact this morning, worship this morning, but most of all, don't be quiet. Don't be still. You worship the Lord the way he has you to worship. With that said, does anybody have another testimony? It's good to see everybody here this morning. Bless you, Brenda. Amen. Bless you, Brenda. Bless you, Brenda. I just want to say one more thing about that situation. You know, when he first was taken to MedExpress, and they realized the seriousness of the situation, and they were going to send him to one of two hospitals. And they were going to send him either Thomas or Memorial. And they were going to send him to Thomas. He wanted to go to Memorial. So it just happens that at Memorial was the machine that ended up saving his life. Wasn't it Thomas? But it was at Memorial that people were praying for him, you know. And his parents, his family, they recognized where their blessings have come from and that the Lord intervened. And we do too. And we just want to thank you for that. But how close we can all be, you know, to something else. But when we put our trust in the Lord, he guides our path. He made something happen for them to say, let's take him to Memorial. Something happened for them to do that in this last-ditch effort to save his life. So I'm just thankful this morning.
Bless you, Jim. Bless you, bud. Hey, this is our home church. We've been here for a long time. We don't have to sing a song now. We don't have to do anything. You please be obedient this morning, okay? That's okay.
I'm just thinking how simple it is. You know, he allowed me to open my eyes this morning to have that next breath of life, and physically he allowed me to get out of bed this morning and be here this morning. What a blessing that much is already.
Amen.
But you know, we make it difficult. We try to make it hard. And we just need to get out of his way. We just need to get out of his way, let him have his way. His will be done in this service. That's my prayer for this service today. And most important of all, there's someone here that doesn't know him.
Yeah.
Let this be the day of salvation.
Amen. Right.
So that you can have what I have in him.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, buddy. Yeah, it is.
Even if I was absent for a year or two, I always remember being 4 years old, 5 years old, and singing those songs and knowing.
Sure.
It gets you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
Start to understand. Right. And I want to thank you all for being with my life.
Bless you. Bless you, buddy.
When my life's work has ended and I cross the swelling tide,
and the
bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side,
and his
smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know him.
I shall and redeemed
by his side, I shall stand.
I shall know
him.
I shall
know him
by the
print of the nails in his hands. I shall know him.
I shall know him. And redeemed
by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him.
I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hands. Well, sometimes I am rejected and I feel so all alone. And I try to reach my Father and I know He'll be home. For when life gets hard to handle and I'm fearful and alarmed, I get anxious to find Jesus and He stands with open arms. I got a hold of God this morning. I talked directly to the throne. Oh, I went there brokenhearted, so afraid and so alone. Satan almost overtook me, trying hard to block my way. I just prayed a little harder. I got a hold of God today.
I was seeking for the comfort of the precious Holy One. As I waited there in silence, I knew that He would come. Then I saw the light of heaven. He came right into my room. When I felt His presence touch me, oh, I knew that I prayed.
I got a hold of God this morning. I talked directly to the throne.
He's good on the mountain. I don't worry when skies are gray, and I don't bother with the darts that Satan throws my way. For the one who cares for sparrows and the lilies of the field is the one who calms the violent storms when he says, peace be still.
And he's good on the mountain, and he's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble, and that's why I love him so. And he's good while I'm sleeping, and he's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy,
yeah.
And he is good to me.
In the sunshine and in the rain, he is still the King of Kings who remains the same. He is faithful to his children and his promises are true. If he says he'll always be there, then that's exactly what he'll do.
He's good on the mountain, and he's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble, and that's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping.
Actually learned a new song. Pam called me and said, I want you to get this song and learn it. And we practiced Friday night. So we still got to use the words, but it's a good song. And I'm just thankful to be here, to be able to sing this morning. I've been sick. We sang last Sunday night, and I never felt so embarrassed that of what was coming out of my mouth. When I was singing, we kicked off a revival, and I definitely was not up to my standards. And I got sick and had to end up getting two shots and a round of antibiotics and everything else, and I ain't 100%, but I take this very serious. This is all that I've ever known growing up is singing. Singing's important to me, and when I can't do my best, I get upset. And I went to the doctor and I said, I don't care what you got to do, however many shots. And I hate shots. Ask my wife. Whatever it takes, I got to be able to sing Sunday morning. And I'm probably not 100%, but I'm a lot better than I was the other night. But I'm so thankful that God has allowed us to do this. Not as much that you know, like we used to do, but he's allowing us to do this enough. And I appreciate him. But listen to the words of this song. It's a beautiful song. It's called Love Came Calling.
On the stormy sea of Galilee, when he said, Peter, come to me, he was calling. Love came calling. To the dead man Lazarus in the grave, he came much too late to save. He was calling. Love came calling.
Love came calling like a warm embrace. Every doubt and fear erased. He was calling. Love came calling.
She had lived a life of such regret, beyond the line of grace, and yet he was calling. Love came calling.
Through her veil of tears and bitter pain, she heard his voice so clear and plain. He was calling. Love came calling. Love came calling. Love came calling like a faithful friend. Never be the same again. He was calling.
Oh, love came calling. Long before I ever knew the sound of what could turn my life around, he was calling. Love came calling.
But when I heard the brilliant song of freedom where my heart belonged, he was calling. Love came calling.
Oh, love came calling.
Love came
talking about music reaching your kids. It was always my getaway from the world as a kid. Life's hard, even for you as kids. I know, I've been there. But music can take you away from all that just for a little while. And when kids come to me now, and we sing Southern Gospel, and that's just what we choose to do. But there's a little fellow up there that likes a song that we sing, and we're going to sing his song this morning for him. And it blesses me that kids will come and ask me, and that just, it blesses me. Bless you. This one's talking about how we can still to this day speak it and we can move mountains. All we got to do is tell the mountain how big our God is, right?
In the foothills of sorrow, looking up from a valley of fear, can see doubt off in the distance, and you're about to lose heart right here. But don't ever give in, don't ever give up. God is with you and you'll overcome. The mountain will tell you that you can't make it over. It will try to convince you that it's way too high. So you tell the mountain just how big your God is. Just try to remember all the trials He's brought you through, and when His power gave you strength for the journey, the very hour you needed it too. So don't be discouraged, 'cause time after time God's never failed you. So go on and climb. The mountain will tell you that you can't make it over. It will try to convince you that it's way too high. Out. Some testify, some will get stirred up and run down the aisle. Good godly worship, it still fits today. I love the old time way,
where the preachers still preach and the singers still sing. The clock on the wall does not mean a thing. The old fashioned altar, that's where we pray. I love the old time.
Bible, King James is the best. It's been through the fire, it's stood every test. With Holy Ghost power, we still need today. I love the old time way,
where the preachers still preach and the singers still sing. The clock on the wall does not mean a thing. The old fashioned altar, that's where we pray. I
singer still sing. The clock on the wall does not mean a thing. The old-fashioned altar, that's where we pray. I love the old-time way. Yes, I love the old-time way.
Before we sing this next psalm, yesterday I was, when I was cleaning, sometimes I'll put, I have an app on my phone that I'll listen to different messages and things, and I hope I get this out right, but the preacher that I was listening to was talking about a GPS and how, you know, we often just put our address, the address that we're looking for and says to go, and we listen to it. You know, so it'll get us to our destination. So, but when you're coming back home, oftentimes, I know our GPS, it says home. You press home, and it'll take you there. And you know when you get so close to home, I know Kevin often said, just turn that thing off. You know, we can get it from here. So he was talking about how you'll get to, you'll say, get off the exit ramp, make a right. And you know, you'll say, well, but I know if I go left, it's a little bit faster, you know. But GPS, so you'll make it left, and it'll say recalculating, you know. And, you know, I can get there this direction. And he continued to talk about how going home and how your heart feels of going home, you know. And I think about this song, it's called Room with a View, about going home. And I've told y'all before, I love songs about heaven, and I think about going home. And I said, I remember as a kid, you'd hear people testify about how they couldn't wait to go home to heaven. I thought, oh, I don't want to yet, because I've got all this to do. But I understand that now. I'm ready to go home. And I love songs about heaven. But he later talked about, he said how, you know, if in our life, if we, you know, listen to, take that left and don't listen to that GPS that might be telling us to go home, that it'll take us off in the direction we may not want to go. And, you know, it's important to listen to God and his word and to keep him in our life so that way we'll go home. So I hope I can sing this. Okay.
Somebody testify. We call that a hallelujah breakdown. We're not going to give the devil's not going to give us a black eye. We're going to give him one this morning, okay? Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. The story is true. John was able to see with shining perfection in every direction, down some golden street. There's a place just
sights I will see there, the saints of all ages, they will kneel at his feet. Around the throne, but in my new home, when I look out the window, I'll see the face of my just one look will do to prove it's a room with a view. There's only one reason why I'll have a home there. I'll go there because
listen the words of this one. It's been a while since we sang this one, and this was, I love this song, and it's, the title of it is When He Saved Me. He still loved me because of not what I was, but because he knew what I could be. Just listen to the words.
Ooh, he saved me. Oh, he saved me, saved me.
I don't believe he's sitting up in heaven. But I see him excited to forgive us. And it's not at all in spite of who we are.
When he saved me, he knew what I had done, what I would do. He looked
and made a brand new vessel of my life. Every day possibility increases, 'cause he placed me in a dream that never dies. When he saved me, he knew what I had done.
Mercy came and rescued me. He did not pass me by.
Pass me by. When he saved me, he knew what I had done, what I would do. He looked
you back up here. And Rick, after this song, you need to come up here to the piano. Another good song.
I believe the virgin birth of Jesus really happened. In Bethlehem, the Son of God became the Son of Man. He lived a sinless life, but for the sin of all creation, was crucified upon a cross. He died but rose again.
For it is the power of God unto everyone who will believe.
settled now with me. And one day I will see the face of God.
For I believe the gospel. I have heard the voices of a thousand different prophets. All of them have claimed to hold the truth in what they say. But the power of the gospel is a resurrected Savior whose kingdom is forever. It will never pass away.
Everyone to close your eyes for just a moment. I want you to close your eyes and listen to these words. These were Jesus' words. This is what he said to us. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, when Jesus says, "Come unto me," he means, "Come unto me." And when he says, "I will give you rest," what he means is, "I will give you rest." You see, he means exactly what he says. He wouldn't call you if he didn't love you. And he wouldn't offer rest if he couldn't give you rest. And so, as all eyes are closed, all heads are bowed, has God been calling you lately? Has he been calling you to come unto him? Has he been calling you to give up something? Has he been calling you to maybe be saved? If you have that need this morning, if you'll lift up your hand, we just want to make it a little bit easier. Is anyone fighting him this morning? You know it's his voice talking to you, but yet you're fighting it. Anybody fighting the Lord this morning as he's calling you? We want you to fully trust in his power. One of my favorite scriptures is when Jesus said, "If it were not so, I would have told you." He wants us to know that he loves us, and he means every word that he says when he calls us unto him. We're going to get one last song, and we want to make it easier for you to come to him if you're going to come to him this morning. Whatever the need is, it's nobody else's business, but it's to bring you closer to the Lord. They're going to get a song, and as they get a song, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and let's all stand as they get a song of invitation. Heed his words. Trust in him when he says to come, and you'll be better off for it.
Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed, that would buy eternal life for you.
This bitter cup, although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. And I'm so glad he never called on heaven's angels. From my hands, pull the nail.
Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed, that would buy eternal life for. for you and me.
Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul.
I'm so glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup. Although he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me." And I'm so glad he never called on heaven's angels. From my hands pull the nails that torment me.
Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a place called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost, then forever my soul.
Bless Judy. Bless you.
You can't get back, but God will fill that void somehow and give you peace in knowing that if your partner is ready to meet him when he goes, we have that hope that whoever your loved one might be, we have that hope. And God, give me that hope that I will see them in my other loved ones.
Bless you.
I'll see that one.
Yeah.
That gave his life for me.
Yeah.
You say it's not real.
It is.
Friend, I want to tell you.
It is real.
And I don't know why he's blessing
Bless you, Judy.
Bless you, Judy. Bless you.
Praise his holy name.
Amen.
If you don't know him, I'd recommend him.
Bless you, Judy. Amen.
If you don't know him, it's time you gave your life to him.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever time might be, give your life to him and you will never regret it. I praise his
name. Amen. Bless you, Judy. Bless you, Judy.
Well, I'm so poor right now, I can understand why.
Amen.
We don't have to have a new body.
Yeah.
Bless you, Judy.
We're going to have a new body to be able to look upon his face.
Amen.
I'm so glad he's got a place prepared for me, and he's got a place prepared for you.
Amen. Bless you, Judy.
And it don't matter what I've done. He will come into your life. He will forgive you. And
amen.
He will give you a reason to live.
Amen.
And I say praise his
Lord. Amen. Bless you, Judy. Amen. Amen.
We're going to leave you with one more.
Yeah. Bless you, Chris.
Somebody asked. You can sit if you want. But if you're saved, reflect on this of how
amen.
God's been good in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you still have time to come to the altar if you need to come this morning. Amen. Bless you, Chris.
Of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say, God's been good in my blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been times replay, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears. But I felt his arms surround me as I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As his grace rolls down upon me, yet undeserved, for God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and his love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything he, the best way that I can say it is simply this: God's been good. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all,
that you've got your fill to eat this morning, that you've got your fill to drink, and that your cup runneth over. And there's plenty more where that came from. Amen. It's always there. It's always there.